This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Democrat James Thompson, one of the winners last night, claiming victory in his Kansas primary after a boost from Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thompson, however, faring better than many candidates backed by the progressive duo, with several others losing their races last night. I'm joined now by Meredith Kelly. She's Communications Director for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And Matt Gorman, Communications Director for the National Republican Congressional Committee. Great to have you on again. Meredith, let me start with you. We'll get to Ohio 12 in a moment, but overall, your feelings about last night?
Thanks for having me, Dana. Overall, last night was a very exciting night for Democrats and our prospects for winning back the House in November. I couldn't be more confident that we will do so. Candidates that fit their districts from Washington to Kansas to Michigan were the nominees last night. And that's because they're talking to voters about lowering the cost of health care, increasing wages, and protecting Medicare and Social Security. And those are messages that really cut across all party lines and that will carry them to victory in November.
Matt, of course, Ohio 12 was the one that people were really keeping an eye on. President Trump went there on Saturday of last weekend. Do you think that that made the difference in getting this race as close as it is right now? It's still too close to call. But how do you feel about that race and how it will turn out?
Well, we believe that Troy Balderson has won, and we congratulate him on his victory tonight. Last night. He ran a very strong campaign. And you mentioned President Trump. I think it was a team effort. Absolutely. President Trump, Vice President Pence, Governor Kasich, the NRCC, and others all pitched in to help. Clearly, voters were energized. And, you know, we are in the business of winning seats, period. We've won 8 of 9 special elections this cycle, more than we have in our organization's history. So I'll congratulate Meredith and DCCC on getting another moral victory. Unfortunately, they don't get votes in Congress, and I just hear a lot of big talk from Democrats, but I yet to see any real results.
Yeah, Meredith, respond to that, because I'm curious of how you answer. Obviously, it's evident that the Democrats have done better. The turnout, the Washington Post saying that there's a surge of it. By the end of June, 13.6 million votes have been cast in Democratic primaries compared with 10.4 million in Republican primaries. So since 2014, the last midterm year, Republican turnout had grown by 24%, but Democratic turnout had surged by 84%, and that trend appeared to continue on Tuesday in Kansas and Michigan. But to Matt's point, if the Republicans can point to winning 8 of 9 of these special elections, how do you respond to the Democrats' chances then? You think that you're confident of taking back the House in November, but do the results show that as a sure thing?
Sure. I have 3 main reasons that Matt and Republicans should be very fearful of losing control of the House in November. First of all, there are at least 80 districts that are more competitive for Democrats than Ohio 12. That is a reliable Republican district that they've had for decades. Trump won it by 11 points. So for us to still be counting votes is a very ominous sign for the rest of the more competitive battlefield. Second, Matt nailed it himself. It was a big Republican team effort, one where they had to pull out all the stops for surrogates and money, and that is just not a sustainable strategy in all of the districts that they are on defense in November. And third, Republicans clearly have no message. They scattered around finding different boogeymen in every different television ad, and that's just not something you do when you have a personal message that is connecting with voters. And meanwhile, Democrats have a replicable strategy and candidate resources to execute in November.
And it's interesting to hear the perspectives there that Republicans do not have a message. I think they seem more congealed than the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats are not sure if they want to go socialist or you know, if they're going to beat to the middle, if they're going to support Nancy Pelosi or not. But all they need to do, Republicans, is follow the president. I mean, he's got a winning record. What is he? 9 for 9, 11 for 11. He's picking great winners here right now. And look at, he's got a winning campaign, with the economy and deregulation and all these good things have been happening.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live.
That's the way we roll. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us, sharing another part of your day here on Bill Martinez Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Buzler is with us. He is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, we just had heard these soundtracks that were, aired on Tucker with this Trump derangement syndrome. And it is amazing how a part of this country, no matter how good things are getting, they're just unhinged here. We get this big announcement, 4.1% GDP. Been a while since we've seen numbers like this. Of course, the big thing that comes out of the Trump derangement syndrome side of our country is it sustainable? You know, they just can't accept that we're at 4.1%.
Yeah, not only is it sustainable, it's likely to be sustainable a little longer than a lot of people are predicting. The prior administration never set economic growth as a top priority. The last administration had top priorities. Their top priority was to cure perceived social injustices. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's an injustice. Everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice. There's not food stamps available to everybody. It's an injustice. There's not welfare available to everybody. It's an injustice that big business is taking advantage of consumers. So all of their main policies were geared toward curing that. And as a result, it put burdens on economic growth such that the U.S. economy hasn't grown at least a 3% rate since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
The economy hasn't grown at least a 4% rate on an annual basis since the year 2000. In fact, President Obama is the only president in history to go a term without having at least 1 year of economic growth of 3% or better. Even during the Depression, we had a couple of years of growth of 3%. As a result of that, there are many problems being created. The ones that are most obvious to me, the graduates of my university and most college graduates for the last really 10 years have struggled to find at least one good job offer. Many of the college graduates have taken positions for which they're overqualified, and as a result of them doing that, the jobs that would normally go to people who don't have college degrees were not available. Those people dropped out of the labor force.
Exactly.
5 or 6 million of them became discouraged workers. So Trump, as soon as he got into office, his primary goal with regard to economic policy was to stimulate growth in the economy. Mm-hmm. What he could do on his own, he did. That is, through executive action, he was able to reduce burdensome and counterproductive regulations. Now, since he did that, from the second quarter of last year on, we've been growing at over a 3% rate. And then he said, to really jumpstart the economy, I'm going to have to copy what Kennedy and Johnson did in 64 and what Reagan did in 82, that is, a tax cut for all income earners, including the highest income earners, which will create capital for expansion. He was able to get the tax cut through, as you know, last fall. Mm-hmm. It took effect in January. Now we're starting to see the cumulative effects of a deregulated economy and a tax cut geared to economic growth. We got 4% growth in the second quarter. My view is we're going to get a little better than the 4.1% growth in the third quarter, and growth could be even higher in the future. When Reagan did this and the tax cut went into effect in 1982, 1984, the economy grew at a 7.5% rate. I don't know if we'll get quite that good, but indications are this will continue into the future.
Yeah, when you think about, the sticks and the spokes, as I say, that the media and, of course, the resistant party, the Democratic National Committee and the party there, what they're doing to this economy, I mean, it is amazing to me. I mean, it's almost un-American, Michael. I mean, I hate to put it in those terms because it's so unpatriotic. It's certainly not American. Now we're divided, as we say often on the show. You know, the point of our perspective is not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's
right.
An American thing. You know, what's good for the, you know, for all of us here. And, you know, as you point out, the policies, clearly, what Donald Trump and his administration have put into play, are based on a solid foundation, which, it makes me laugh just a bit. And you're the economist more than I am.
Yeah.
Certainly, you're the expert. So, it's laughable when I hear these pundits suggest it's not sustainable. I mean, it demonstrates to me they know little of business.
Yeah. And even the most knowledgeable economists that support their view come up with these opinions that simply don't make sense. Paul Krugman, extremely knowledgeable economist, the Nobel Prize winner, his views have been biased by his desire for social justice. And he's coming out with some things that I read in the New York Times that just make my head spin. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just say to him, you can't possibly believe some of those things that you're writing about. I mean, as you mentioned, take a look at what happened in the past. Every time we did something like this, it stimulates economic growth. And growth is so important today because of the stagnation we've had really since 2005. In fact, it's gotten so bad that Americans forgot what economic prosperity feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've got this 4% growth, and look, there's a lot of ifs here and a lot of things that could happen, a lot of variables. We're not sure how things are going to turn out. There's Trump is trying to fix a whole lot of things, including the trade imbalance. That may have some negative impacts in the short term, too, although I believe very positive into the long term.
But, exactly. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm.
Considering all those things, we're poised for a big spurt in economic growth. It reminds me in 1984, Reagan, I believe during the State of the Union speech, he said, look, I've set the background for everybody, for America to grow. So if you have an idea and you want to do something, his words were, go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it. This is the time to do it. President Trump could say the same thing today. Mm-hmm. Go for it. This is the time to do it. There's opportunity. The government is going to get off of your back. They're going to let you go and turn loose that great American innovation that, you know, you take a look historically from the time the country started, it took only about 150 years for the U.S. to become the most prosperous nation on Earth because we had that system that encouraged encouraged freedom, gave rewards to people that were successful. The economy grew, and everybody was pretty satisfied with how things were going. President Trump is trying to get back to that, in spite of the fact 90% of the coverage in the media is negative. Every single Democrat in Congress votes against him, and there's even a chunk of the Republican Party that doesn't want to see him really succeed, it appears. In spite of all that,
exactly,
he's still able to get his things through.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when we pray, all across that stage, yeah. When the church wants to pray, yeah. I won't stop to pray. Oh, pray, pray. Oh, pray.
just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Busler is with us, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, you know, to me, I'm an empiricist. I look at the numbers, you know, maybe my business background or that, but I just look at cause and effect here. And just as you pointed out, whether it was Kennedy or Johnson, you know, Reagan, now here with Donald Trump, you know, it seems like a solid formula that those on the left just want to resist. They just cannot believe what they say is their lying eyes. You know, their wallets getting fatter, you know, the constituency happier, but then you got to drum them up and feed them in with a bunch of propaganda that is working against us. I mean, you know, we got a president going overseas representing our country, and instead of them coming alongside and praising this president for doing something that presidents have not been able to do previously, they continue to put a stick in his spokes you know, throw out a bunch of stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would call it.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned some of the foreign policy. He went to Russia and made friends with Putin, and the mainstream media and the left was all up in arms about this. He's doing what you're supposed to do. The policy every president has had with regard to Russia is there are three goals you're trying to accomplish. One, you want to prevent war.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you want to limit aggression. And three, you want to improve the relationship. As soon as he got into office, Trump said to the Russians, listen, you're not starting a war in Syria. He drops this big bomb over there, kills about 100 Russians, and made it be known that he's not going to stand for war there. Mm-hmm. Then in the Ukraine, he said, look, you took over Crimea. The prior administration didn't help the Ukrainians except sending them some humanitarian aid. President Trump says, I'm selling them military goods so they can defend themselves.
Exactly.
He went to NATO and he said, look, the purpose of NATO primarily is to prevent Russian aggression. So, NATO, you've got to start spending more money to do that. And he got him to do that. Then he said to Germany, what the heck are you doing with this pipeline you're trying to build, getting what could be up to 70% of your energy from Russia? You've got to rethink that. Then he put sanctions on Russia to cripple their economy further. So what he did was he prevented war. He's working to limit aggression. Now, the third thing is you have to improve relations. So he went to see Putin, and I think he's manipulating Putin. He's got Putin believing that Trump is his buddy, and Trump is going to help him achieve some goals. All Trump wanted to do was get Putin to think that. So the relationship should improve, and maybe he'll be able to make some gains, and maybe they'll be able to solve some problems working, it appears, somewhat with Russia rather than against them. Look, Putin is a thug. There's no doubt about it. He wants to bring Russia back to the old Soviet Union. Trump is doing his best to prevent war, limit aggression. But now he's got to get a good relationship with him and say, look, it's really in your best interest, especially economically, not to do all this. If you start to behave yourself a little bit and forget about trying to dominate the world, you will be better off economically and the world will be better off, too. So
similar to what he said to Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And look, it's not going to work without flaws. I mean, I heard today that Kim Jong-un is playing around with some missiles.
Missiles,
or
yes, right.
So, So it isn't going to work without flaws. This is a bumpy road. Every president prior to Trump, especially with North Korea, has sort of kicked the can down the road. You know, Bill Clinton came up with something. He said, we'll prevent nuclear weapons from North Korea ever getting nuclear weapons. Well, that didn't work. After Clinton, George Bush sort of placated them a little bit and sort of kicked the can down the road to Barack Obama. Obama really didn't do anything. He said, well, if it gets to be a problem, I'll let the next guy worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Trump comes in. He's not a politician. He's a business person. A business person doesn't kick problems down the road. A business problem, because primarily they're concerned with their bottom line,
right.
A business person is going to confront a problem, look at the options, select the best one, implement it, and move forward. So Trump, on none of these problems, will he kick the can down the road. No matter how tough the problems are, no matter how much it hurts him politically, and again, he's not a politician, how much it hurts him politically, he's going to confront these problems and come up with solutions that he thinks are in the best interest of the American people. And that's what he's trying to do, in spite of the fact 90% of the media coverage about him is negative. Every single Democrat in Congress votes against what he wants to do. And he's got some in his own party who really are never Trumpers that he's got to work against. So even with all that, he's able to get things done that will be very positive for the U.S. well into the future.
It is amazing to me, with the things that he's been able to effect in, 500-plus days here of his presidency, and of course, the complaints are is he's just not working fast enough, he's not doing enough, and and here we are looking at the midterms, Michael. And I just don't know, to hear the media talk, it's like, the Republican Party could be overrun. Now, I think there could be some people in the Republican Party, to your point, replaced, as they should be, because they're not for America. They're fixed in their deep state mentality and their bureaucratic mindset that I think they just need to be reassigned. And I think that will happen to a certain degree because, we've got a president who's looking out for the people here. Like kind of what he told black Americans, what have you got to lose? I mean, what has this country got? We're $21 trillion in debt. He's moving the needle. We got more people right now working. We got more jobs than people, as a matter of fact. People are upgrading their jobs instead of working for minimum wage. They're starting to look at working for maximum wage. What a novel concept. And the one component that's different is you've got an outsider running the beltway. Hallelujah.
And that's exactly what we needed. The establishment, regardless of the party, has been doing things for the same way for years and really not getting a lot of results. You talk about inner cities in particular where minority unemployment is extremely high. President Trump said, you've got to stop these programs where you're just giving people things. Mm-hmm. By doing that, you end up trapping sometimes generations of families into this welfare state. So Trump says, look, I'm the best thing I can do for these people, for everybody, all Americans, is to give them opportunity. Right. So when you start having an economy growing at 4% or better, there's going to be opportunity available for everybody. And then people will see, if I had a little more skill or a little more education, there's even better opportunities available to me. That's how you get you out of a poverty situation. Was it Reverend Jesse Jackson who said the best way to get out of poverty is to educate your way out of it?
Exactly.
So President Trump wants to give people opportunity, and once they see that and they can see, well, with a little more education, I can get even more opportunity, they'll be able to work themselves out of poverty into the long run, not just the short-term solution.
Exactly. And this is what lies ahead. This is the vision that's available, as a result of this president, as you said, that his economic focus, he's pro-growth, he's job-focused. Michael, everybody I speak with in the administration says one of the first questions that President Trump asks every day is, how are we doing on jobs? And if you have somebody like that in the administration focusing on jobs, what do you think is going to happen with jobs?
Exactly. You're going to get much more jobs. And what's even more encouraging is these discouraged workers who for maybe a decade haven't been able to find any reasonable employment, these discouraged workers are starting to come back into the labor force. Last month, we added over 200,000 jobs, that is June rather, 200,000 jobs, yet the unemployment rate went up. Well, why was that? Because 500,000 of these discouraged workers are seeing that there is opportunity. They're coming back into the workforce in the long term. That's going to be very positive.
We got to leave it right there.
As an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a man accused of setting one of the wildfires that's raging in California prepares to make a court appearance today, the Orange County supervisor says of 51-year-old Forrest Clark,
"This is a monster."
Todd Spitzer, after Orange County deputies say they arrested Clark after an email he allegedly sent warning that, quote, "this place will burn."
Who would go out with low humidity and high wind and the highest heat temperatures and intentionally set the forest on fire?
Accused of setting the holy fire in the Cleveland National Forest, Clark due in court this morning to answer to charges including arson, criminal threats, and resisting officers. The NCAA college hoops season will start later this year with major changes in the wake of an FBI investigation. They're going to allow some college and high school players to hire agents. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And right here at the intersection of faith and politics and your money. And here to talk about tax cuts, spending reductions, and the right size of government, we're talking the poster child of all those three, Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, and especially now that last Friday it was announced that we had 4.1% economic growth rate in the second quarter of the year, proving that the Trump and Republican congressional tax reform has had the miracle results we expected.
Well, and the thing is, we're probably looking at the first time in how many years, Lou, 3% average for the entire year when, you know, the feds and other, you know, Obama, you know, supporters, economists said that, no, we'd be lucky to hit 2%. Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. What is he going to do? Wave a wand? How is he going to do this? This is what Barack Obama said. Well, if he's waving a wand, we just say, Mr. President, just keep waving that wand.
Yeah, that's right. The new normal that they've talked about of less than 2% forever is exactly what we came to expect because of terrible policies, both tax and regulatory. Mm-hmm. This isn't just the tax reform. The regulatory reform, Dodd-Frank improvements, all kinds of very good things for small businesses around the country. Mm-hmm. It's all contributing to this growth rate.
You know, and the thing is, there's so much to be said, Lou. You know, we've been in business all our lives here, and, you know, Zig Ziglar characterized it as the stinking thinking. You know, if you had guys on your team that were thinking in terms of 2% and you knew what lied in them, our hills, was 3%, maybe even as much as 7%, though, you know, you want guys on your team who think 3 to 7, not 2%. But this president is, you know, tied down a little bit by having to navigate around these naysayers, and you know, and I'm not even getting deep into the Democratic Party here, because they've only done everything they can to resist. Not one of them voted for the tax cuts, and yet they're telling the people at the midterms they deserve, you know, they deserve a chance, you know, to run this country. And say, wait a minute, you had 8 years and you ran it near in the ground. It's now starting to sprout up again, and you know, I'm not hearing any policies. All I hear is that you hate Donald Trump.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And the interesting part is, as the Heritage Foundation and as Americans for Tax Reform, who are tracking the numbers carefully, district by district and state by state, they have concluded that the average family of four across this nation over the next 10 years will realize $45,000 more of family income than they otherwise would have without this tax reform. So the numbers are huge, and it's opening up new jobs. As we know, the jobless rate has dropped to its lowest in years. Mm-hmm. The unemployment insurance applications are at the lowest number in 20 years. And so the average person, and young person especially, that may have been turned off by not finding the kind of job they want, now the options and opportunities are there. So
exactly.
What we've done is we've moved from an emphasis of taxing people and supporting a bigger government to not taxing a people and supporting better families and individuals, the private side, the private sector. That's what America is all about.
Well, the GOP and Donald Trump is putting America back to work, and that's when we're happiest, Lou, is when we have a job. And that's what's happening. And of course, you know, this is where the disconnect is with Main Street America and the Democrats, because they're out there talking socialism and all these free programs and everything. But then, you know, they're smart enough to say, well, yeah, but who's going to pay for it? We've been down this road before, and no matter what, we're the ones who end up paying for it. And, you know, look at we got to peek at your socialistic ideas with Obamacare. It devastated this economy, and that, you know, $2,000 more in my pocket I was supposed to have, that never happened. Keeping the same doctor that you told me I could have, that never happened. So how can I believe you? If you lied to me then, how can I believe you now?
Yes, and as Margaret Thatcher famously said about socialism, socialism is just great until you run out of other people's money.
Exactly.
And that's, of course, what Obama did and his team. So now we have people that are producing for themselves, producing for their families. And the Trump mentioned that in his announcement last Friday that he expects that $1 trillion of the money that is offshore that was earned by U.S. corporations, paid taxes to foreign countries where it was earned.
Yes.
But it sat offshore because the double tax problem when you bring it home. Now that is gone because we have territoriality in this reform. And so we're going to get another trillion coming back. And the investment, Kevin Hazard, the Council of Economic Advisors chief, announced that the amount of investment in structures and equipment is 3 times as high right now as it was last year. So all the elements are there for success.
Well, these tax cuts, as you and I have been discussing, Lou, the reality of these tax cuts and the positive effect it's had on our economy and on Main Street Americans has been so incredible. It is making it very difficult for the Dems to misrepresent and to, you know, if you want to follow Nancy Pelosi's lead, she's saying, hey, those tax cuts, they're not permanent. Well, the reason they're not permanent, but that's the next phase of this tax reform, is the president and the GOP is doing everything they can to make it permanent. But meanwhile, keep in mind, it was the Democrats, these same people that say they deserve, you know, either two or four or six more years in office. They're the same ones who didn't vote for the tax cuts. They didn't believe that America, the citizens of this country, Main Street America, deserved tax reform.
No, that's absolutely right. And they are promising, as you have said, to repeal these tax rate reductions and the entire tax reform if they're returned to power in Congress. So over the next 100 days, now I think about 98 days, to election time, we have to march out there and really reward those who voted for this with a return to office and deny that to the screaming the people in the streets, the progressives, you know, that are taking over the Democrat Party and driving out the blue-collar voters who were the traditional base of the Democrat Party, are really changing the politics of America. And people have to understand that if they vote for the liberals and the Democrats, they're voting for a different kind of thing that they voted for with a Kennedy and some of the others that have actually been for tax reform in the past, but they've left the field and left the field to the conservatives and the Republicans. That's what we have to keep in office.
Well, if they go with the vote to progressives, they might as well just shred the U.S. Constitution, Lou. I don't know these progressive ideas that they're putting out there. They're antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, the founding principles of our country. It is that basic, is it not? We've got about 30 seconds, and I'm going to let you summarize and take us home, okay?
You bet. Well, you're absolutely right. And what we would invite people to do is come to our website, limittaxes.org, and join our campaign to protect and expand tax reform, which is the issue for November. Let's all join together and protect this advance for America.
We say man your oars, everybody, okay? That is important. All hands on deck. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units.
starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, where they're busting up Donald Trump's star. But he didn't do it.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Steve Evans, I thought you were in charge of watching the Walk of Fame. You're supposed to make sure all those, I mean, we can put flowers when people die on people's stars. We don't go busting the stars up.
Show business is a tough game. That's all I've got to say. You know, it's a jungle out here.
I got to tell you. Hey, this portion, by the way, of Steve Evans being brought to you in part by our good friends at Liberty HealthShare, especially if you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution. That solution is Liberty Healthcare, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids, all the chillins. For more information, check them out, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Well, Steve-O, mission impossible, numero uno, once again, huh?
That's right. I had a chance to see the movie last week. It's just a fun ride. I mean, it is. It's so well done. Getting great reviews. Tom Cruise, you know, say what you will, he puts together a great movie. Puts it all up there on the screen.
56 and counting. Boy, I'll tell you, he doesn't hold anything back.
You know, and he does a lot of his own stuff. You know, even, you know, at the age of 56, even the running sequences could be difficult, but yeah. He pulls it off, and it was number one, as you were saying, once again.
Well, good for him. We'll teach him to jump from tall buildings with a single bound. He cracked his ankle this time, huh?
That's right. Well, he may want to rethink that particular move. Christopher Robin, that was number two. The Spy Who Dumped Me, number three. Mamma Mia, here we go again, number four.
Yes.
Equalizer 2, rounding out the top.
Well,
line.
I did see Mamma Mia, by the way. You know. let's not do it again, okay? Let's just not do it again.
Were you one of the few guys in the theater?
Yeah, and the thing is, they missed opportunities. You know, the one thing that we liked about Mamma Mia the first time, even when they did it on Broadway, is it got everybody dancing. And the music was just, you know, it wasn't
typical ABBA, where it really got you and engaged you. And I even thought at the end it would have been fun just to do a, you know, a montage. I'm a montage kind of guy. So, but I thought that was missed opportunity because the audience.
The A-list, it wasn't ABBA A-list. It was the, I think the B-sides in this particular movie.
Yeah, it just wasn't, you know, it had some potential, but, it's okay. I mean, you know, but still it was disappointing. Christopher Robin did not get a chance to see that, but I'll tell you, boy, everybody that has talked to me about that movie loves that movie.
Yeah, it's really, it's a terrific family movie, and, mm-hmm. you know, there aren't a lot
They say it's more for dads, though.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
The dads really respond to this, so I'm looking forward to it. It's on my list. I'll be in California. I leave Friday, so maybe I'll get a chance to, you know, catch up on a couple of movies. I might even be able to see Mission Impossible because that was on my list, and the wife unit said Mamma Mia, so I said, okay.
Everybody will have a good time at Mission Impossible. By the way, there have been some major changes to the Academy Awards. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So
maybe
touch on that. They're going to limit the broadcast to 3 hours. Which mm-hmm. I think is going to make sense. They're going to air the awards earlier in the year because the award season goes on forever. And there is a new award category. First time since 2001, it's going to be a new category for outstanding achievement in a popular film. Mm-hmm. Because that's always the rep. People will take a look at all the films that are nominated and go, I've never seen any of these movies. And it's probably true because the critics tend to focus on the more creative movies that are coming out during the year, which many times aren't the big blockbusters.
Yeah, now, but I think they need a couple more categories, you know, like the movies that are only for women movies, you know, and then the only movies that are
would be a winner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because all the disenfranchised people that Hollywood wants to make sure that their feelings are covered or whatever. That,
there you go.
Yeah. You know, kind of deal. So we don't get Antifa upset. We're going to have an Antifa category or something, you know.
Well, I think I think a real step in the right direction is the fact that they're limiting to it into a 3-hour broadcast.
Yeah.
Which I think the first Academy Awards ceremony took about 15 minutes. Earl
right.
Flynn got up over at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, gave out the awards, and that was it. Everybody got back to drinks and.
Exactly. That's what they're there for. I mean, 3 hours, I mean, it's almost a paid for deal. They're probably going to make them say, hey, from now on, you guys are going to buy the time, you know?
Could be, but that we have all this to look forward to next year.
Well, of course, this is just one of how many awards. Once we start, I mean, it was just like we just got out of the award shows. Now we're getting, you know, we're starting to come into them. Maybe it's like the midterm elections. Didn't we just have elections? Why do we have to have them again, you know?
Somebody figured out you could make money with award shows, so hey, you know, that's why they begin early and often.
Early and often, and then we'll probably look, okay, so we have a revision on Oscars, so we may have a revision on maybe a whole nother different genre of award shows to throw in the mix too, right?
Maybe an award show for award shows.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the Steve Evans Movie Guy Award Show.
All right, let's talk about what's coming out this weekend.
Oh, you want to get serious. Okay, all right.
Sure.
Okay,
why not? We have some interesting movies coming out. This one called The Meg looks really interesting. And if nothing else, check out the trailer, which is very, very creative. The Meg is about, after escaping an attack by what he claims is a 70-foot shark, you have Jonas Taylor, the character played by Jason Statham.
Who has time to, when you're running from a shark, who has time to measure a shark? That's all I want to know.
That's a good point. But it may have looked even bigger than that to him at
yes.
the time. He must confront his fears now to save those trapped in a sunken submersible. You have this deep sea submersible, part of this international undersea observation program. It's been attacked by a massive creature, previously thought to be extinct. And now it lies, submersible lies, disabled at the bottom of the deepest trench in the Pacific with its crew trapped inside. Not a bad premise here.
Mm-hmm.
With the time running out, expert deep-sea rescue diver Jonas Taylor, played by Jason, he's recruited by a Chinese visionary oceanographer to save the crew and the ocean itself from this unstoppable threat, a prehistoric 75-foot shark known as the Megalodon. Thus the title, The Meg, right?
Right. Makes sense.
What no one could have imagined is that years before, Taylor had encountered the same terrifying creature. Shades of Moby Dick here.
Mm.
Now, he must confront his fears and risk his own life to save everyone trapped below. The trailer is crazy because it begins with this huge, I mean, this is like Jaws on steroids, this huge.
Do we hear the bass line?
Well, we don't hear that bass line. As this thing is attacking and chewing up everything in sight, you have Bobby Darin singing Beyond the Sea.
I love it.
Check it. I mean, it really is a terrific trailer. So check it out. And it's one to see. 51% recommending The Meg. And, of course, the theme line, opening wide. Slender Man is out this weekend as well. This tells the story of a tall, thin, horrifying figure in with unnaturally long arms and a featureless face, who's reputed to be responsible for the haunting and disappearing of countless children and teens. It all takes place in this Massachusetts town. For whatever reason, all this stuff seems to take place in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, what is it? Why is everybody, all the freaks pick on Massachusetts?
Well, I think it's traditional, right?
Is that a landing zone or something? Or
no, they had the Salem witch trials years ago.
And right.
It's kind of their thing.
Set the stage, huh? Okay.
Right. You got four high school girls performing a ritual in an attempt to debunk the lore of this Slender Man. When one of the girls goes mysteriously missing, they begin to suspect that she is, in fact, his latest victim. Not reviewed for the critics, unfortunately.
Yeah, probably scared. It was scaresome. It's too scary for them.
Must be, yeah. They probably decided to sit that one out. Spike Lee is back, and he's getting great reviews for his latest called Black Klansman. 97% recommending this one. Now, this is a true story of this guy by the name of Ron Stallworth. And in the movie, he's played by John David Washington, Denzel's son, incidentally. He becomes the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department. So he wants to make a name for himself there. So he bravely sets out on a dangerous mission to infiltrate and expose the Ku Klux Klan as a black man. Now, the young guy soon... Yes. There are some hilarious scenes of him talking with David Duke, the Grand Wizard, using his white man's voice to talk to him about all the... David Duke is played by Topher Grace in this particular movie. So he has to recruit some more seasoned white colleagues, so he recruits Flip Zimmerman, Adam Driver, into this undercover investigation, and together they team up to take down this extremist hate group. Based on a true story, getting great reviews, Topher Grace as David Duke, and of course the son of Denzel Washington, John David Washington, playing the starring role. I ran into David Duke one time. I'll have to tell you that story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, down in New Orleans, it was a crazy situation. But back in the days of Louisiana politics, which are long gone, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Did you share a beignet with him or what?
Well, it was crazy. We were down in New Orleans on a business trip, and we decided we'd hit Bourbon Street. So we went to this bar called Pat O'Brien's. I don't know whether you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
It's this legendary bar there with a show called Dueling Pianos, which is great music.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. Yes.
Yeah, so we went in. And you have to go through a corridor, kind of this courtyard to get into the main bar area and the showroom. And we were walking through, and there was a guy and a girl out in the courtyard making out like there's no tomorrow. I mean, it's like you're looking over and you're going, get a room, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, and I couldn't see who the guy was because he had his back toward me at the time. But then we went in, got our table, and the couple walked through the door. And who should it be but David Duke? He joined some other people at a table, and they were celebrating something, and later I learned that...
You think?
It was the same day that Edwin Edwards, the former governor of Louisiana, who had beaten David Duke in 91 for the gubernatorial, in the gubernatorial race, the day that he was sentenced to racketeering charges back in 2001. So, obviously something that David was celebrating, and a look into Louisiana politics back in the
day. Of course. Yeah, and when you celebrate like that, you go back in the behind the restaurant and just make out. That's all part of it.
Just one of those stranger than it was crazy. It was a strange deal.
Well, needless to say, we got lots of offings. We will see you at the Cineplex. Have a great weekend as always, and don't forget the big popcorn, huh?
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
Light on the butter, though. Steve Evans, the movie guy from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. I'm Bill Martinez. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com. 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Homemaker.